Two takes. Damn, bloody hell. Right. Hello, this is Mel from the Saints. You're listening to Melting Pot with Annie from Marseille. Okay.
Hi, this is Ivor from the Saints, and you're listening to Melting Pot with Annie from Marseille.
Well, hello, this is Chris, and I'm talking to Annie in the heartland of France, and believe it or not, I'm listening to Melting Pot, and I think all of you should do that as well, because it's a fabulous show.
Good morning, guten Tag, bonjour, welcome to Melting Pod, sound and colors from the planet Marseille. Today, July 18th, we are always with the Saints at Saint-Bonnet-le-Château in the festival Oulala Part 2. I began the show with a song of Chris Bailey's solo album Demons. The song is called The Marquis of Queensbury. In my last podcast, in the interview with the Saints, Chris Bailey explained why he wrote this song, about gay love and against this Marquis of Queensbury, who sent Oscar Wilde in prison because he suspected he was a lover of his son. Then Nothing Is Straight in My House, a song extract of the Saints' last album, is very different, but it's always the same man. Chris Bailey is very incredible in music. But during this 3-day festival with 13 different bands, I did an interview with a Spanish band which called Tokyo Sex Destruction from a little town, Barceloca, near Barcelona. We can listen to them now. Good morning, good night. Tokyo Sex Destruction. You are from Spain.
Yeah,
yes,
from Barcelona.
Barcelona?
Yeah, from a little town near Barcelona.
A sister of Marseille, this town. Yes? No, you know Marseille. I am from Marseille.
Ah, yeah.
My radio is from Marseille.
Okay.
Usually I do interview only with band from Marseille or with which play in Marseille. But I think you play in Marseille, yes? I missed the concert.
Yeah, where? It's possible a place called Fantomas. Eh? Or
Comment?
Fantomas.
No, Fantomas was in Toulouse.
In Toulouse, okay.
CCO or
no,
maybe...
Marseille, no. CCO is...
CCO,
Marseille was not Post-Galen?
Maybe. Yeah, with the
yes,
FC5.
Yeah, I think. Yes, because you don't play with the Head Pink or
we play with Head Pinks in Marseille.
Because it's friend of mine. Okay. Oh, this is crazy.
They make a little tour in Spain now or
yes.
1 week ago.
Yes.
I read something about the Head Pinks. A lot of parties in Spain.
Yeah, they made a concert. Not there really, but the Neurotic Swinger. Another band?
Yeah, no.
And his brother, yes, the singer of the Head Pink, his brother of the guitarist. And the Neurotic Swinger.
We played with Neurotic Swinger.
Yes, too?
In a festival in Clermont-Ferrand.
Yes.
We play with Neurotic Swinger, Sharon Jones. What a cool festival. There are a lot of festivals in France.
Yes.
In Valle of Spain, there are a few shows, few festivals, and France, little cities. Have a great festival. We wanted this in Spain.
I have the feeling it's more rock and roll in Spain as in France,
no? It's more rock and roll.
But at the beginning, I think 10 years ago, it was the beginning of rock and roll in Spain, and I saw some concert with Loco y Trogloditas.
Loquillo y los Trogloditas.
Yes.
But there are more rock and roll in Madrid.
Yes, I saw him in Madrid, but I read he's from Barcelona.
See, Madrid is more rock and roll. Barcelona is a little bit more fashion city, and there are no the people prefer put the DJ, no put a band. Yeah, but the system is better for playing no outside Spain.
Oh yes.
When you are a Spanish band,
yes,
you have more troubles. You don't play Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You only play on weekends. If you play on Monday, nobody goes in Spain. If you are a Spanish band, if you are a foreign, if you are American band, you play on Monday, a lot of people. But if you are a Spanish, you play in Spain, nobody go on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We play more outside the Spain than in Spain.
No,
come.
It's no problem.
In France or in Europe?
Tomorrow play in Germany.
In Germany, you go. Well, but in Spain,
in a little town in Berlin.
The next week, for
another
show, but
festival.
The first time I saw your name on a paper in Marseille, I asked myself, why Tokyo Sex Destruction? Where is the name from?
In our city, there was a lot of pop bands, very quiet bands, and together, say no, we want to make. And 5 years ago, listen a lot of Japan bands. Degenerate, Guitar Wolf. There are a lot of bands in Japan, and I like it too much. The bands and say, yeah, Tokyo.
Tokyo sounds very good. Tokyo.
And why sex?
No, it's a mix of it's a mix of the energy.
It's the best in the life.
It's the best part of the name.
And destruction, because it sounds good. Of the three words, sounds very well.
At the end, Tokyo to be provocative, sex because it's a whole life, and destruction because it's a soul.
Yeah,
yeah, maybe.
We are not a very good musicians.
Yeah.
It's a little bit destruction.
We destroy the music.
And how many albums did you release?
Four
albums. Mm.
But now we release a new album in France with Overcome. It's a label
Overcome
and distribution
records
in France. We released our record one month ago. We have a new album.
Have you an idea to come again to Marseille? Maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. For the moment, we're making a tour in September.
Yes.
And we don't know which towns.
In the middle of October.
Yes.
We begin.
We begin
a tour in France.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 weeks in October. 15th of October,
yes,
we begin.
Yes, yes.
Our label in France is in Rennes. I think beginning Rennes, Paris, Nancy, some cities in France.
Yeah.
Maybe Marseille.
Yes.
I suppose because.
Thank you, Tokyo Sex Destruction. See you soon in Marseille. I will give you their music when I will get the album. It's a young band full of energy. If you listen to this podcast, Chris, I think you have a good memory of your debut. Even if you have always a good energy, it's a young band, as you told me, a real punk band. And in the background, you couldn't listen to the white sound of the Nashville Pushy, an American rock band, but unfortunately I had the time to record it live or to do an interview. But you can find some pictures of the electric girls of this band in my website www.meltingpod.com. I hope you will like them. And now another song of the Saints, very Velvet Underground. I love this ambience.
It's all black as I crash into the back room. Oh,
time, boy.
Sense are always good to do a good noise, no? Then I walked backstage and I met an interesting person who was a voluntary worker at the festival in the technical sector, but he was a traveling acrobat in a middle-aged show too. I let him speaking about what he wanted, and he chose to speak about politics in France, in the world, and a little about his own show too. It's in French, unfortunately for the English speaker.
Bonjour, Melting Pot. Ouais, alors.
Allez les Melting Pot.
C'est ça, mais raconte-moi ton histoire.
Quoi, mon histoire?
Toi, t'habites en Suisse?
Non, je suis né en Suisse.
T'es né en Suisse?
Ouais, voilà, je suis suisse, ouais. Voilà, j'ai la double nationalité, je me suis marié dans le coin avec une nana d'enfer et je suis intermittent du spectacle et ce serait sérieux de nous donner un petit coup de main. Donc il faut faire quelque chose pour nous, mais ça devient dur. On fait même du bénévolat donc pour des super festivals. Donc,
ouais. Ah bah le capitalisme.
Ouais.
Clip est gratuite.
Et il faudra quand même penser ce week-end qu'il y a le G8 qui se passe et faudra râler quand même un petit peu. Alors j'espère que les maîtres de cérémonie s'en chargeront. Sinon, je leur toucherai un petit mot.
Mais voilà. Peut-être que tu peux monter sur scène pour faire un petit discours là-dessus.
Non, moi je démonte dimanche, ça suffit, je monterai à ce moment-là. La scène, on l'a vu pour le montage, on va la voir pour le démontage. Comment on la regarde de loin.
Mais qu'est-ce que tu veux dire pour le G8?
Parce que moi je suis pas d'accord avec leur politique et je suis pas d'accord que les 8 pays plus riches du monde se partagent le monde justement. Et faut arrêter de délirer, il y a des solutions, il y a la taxe Tobin qui peut rentrer en jeu, qui permettrait d'annuler la dette de plein de pays du monde et du tiers monde. Et qu'on arrête de voilà, on se lance des fleurs, on a construit la 380, bravo, mais on n'a pas eu les Jeux Olympiques, oh pauvre petit malheureux. Non, c'est pas ça qui nous donnera à croûter et qui fera relever le niveau de vie de tout le monde, quoi. Mais le monde entier. Pas seulement nous. Hein.
Voilà. Et toi, tu te retrouves bien en France maintenant, alors?
Ouais, mais tu connais beaucoup, toi, de Suisses qui viennent en France. Moi, je connais beaucoup plus de Français qui vont en Suisse.
Donc, t'étais très amoureux, alors?
Ouais, mais l'avantage, c'est qu'ici, il y a une culture, mais ils veulent pas la garder. Si on continue d'assassiner le statut des intermittents, la culture va s'en aller. Donc voilà, c'est pour ça que je suis venu là, parce qu'il y avait la possibilité de ce statut-là. Et sans ce statut, la culture, en tout cas pour ce que je fais moi, de la rue, voilà, du saltimbanque de base. C'est un spectacle médiéval. Voilà, je fais partie des Lunanthropes. C'est nous.
Comment tu dis ?
Les Lunanthropes.
Ouais.
Voilà, on fait un spectacle d'une cinquantaine de minutes qui englobe des tours de force et des numéros de fakirs ancestraux. Et tout ça dans la clownerie, mais on bosse beaucoup en médiéval. On a fait Le Puy Envolé, Le Roi l'Oiseau. J'étais à Montluçon le week-end dernier pour la fête médiévale de Montluçon. Voilà, et à côté de ça, je suis obligé de faire de la régie et de la technique. Et dis-moi pas que t'avais pas branché ton micro.
Oh, thank you. Everybody I met in this festival, everybody was so kind. Very rare to meet so many people with the same passion for the rock and roll, for the music. 3 days festival with 13 different bands and a lot of voluntary workers at this festival only for the passion of the music. It was very a big and nice adventure. I wish you the best for the future. Thank you, Magali, for the press too. You helped me a lot to do this interview with The Sense, with Tokyo Sex Destruction. It was a pleasure, only a pleasure. Now I want to use my new freedom to play every song I want from The Sense. And I give you to listen to Do They Come From You, from The Sense. And goodbye, tschüss, à la prochaine fois. Stay connected with Melting Pot.
night, far away from the stars. Someone says, are you alright? And I think, therefore I am. Do they come from you? Do they come from you? And while I'm sleeping, are you trying to get through? Do they come from you? Do they come from you? And while I'm sleeping, are you trying to get through? Do they come from you? Do they come from you? And while I'm sleeping, are you trying to get through?
I have a good friend of the Saints here. Her name is Annie, and I'm going to record an interview with her. Annie, what's your favourite colour?
Colours?
Colour.
Blue.
Blue. You like blue?
Yes.
What's your favourite animal? What's your favourite animal?
I feel a joke at the end.
I'm not joking. I'm serious.
Yes, serious.
If you knew Peggy Sue... There's a girl that I know, and I say Peggy, my Peggy Sue, cause I love you, girl, and I love you, Peggy Sue. Ba bum ba bum bum.
One more time.
Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue, pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Uh oh, Peggy. My Peggy Sue, because I love you, girl, and I love you, Peggy Sue. Good light.
Yes. Blue eyes.
Buddy Holly, though. Buddy Holly. Girls, to Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holly. Oh,
Buddy Holly, man.
Hi. I'm Roger from Tokyo's Destruction, and we're hearing Melting Pot from Annie, from Marseille.
It's okay.
I'm Joan from Tokyo. I want to say thank you to Annie from Marseille and the program Melting Pot.
Les Lunanthropes, ils écoutent Melting Pot d'Annie de Marseille, yo!